Delta Kilo Alpha 3, Julie Charlie Alpha, about a tree. CEF monitoring.
24 CEM. That is KO4 ZEW. How you doing?
Alright, sitting at home relaxing. How are you?
Done with the work day. Going to pick up my daughter and head back to the house and hallway.
Got nothing at all.
That interference from the CB band there?
Every once in a while. I mean, only certain people can pass the technicians.
Really? Sometimes I go back and review the repeater recordings, and it gets pretty funny sometimes, but actually it's really good to go and review those recordings and get feedback as to what I sound like coming out the other end, because I know our repeater has parrot mode, but I can't figure out how to turn it on, and I don't want to just start using DTMF codes and running macros.
Anything with the DTMF stuff, and I know you can do some neat stuff with the Echo Link and, you know, connect it up to other things, but I've never tried it. It'd be my luck, I'd mess it up.
Only code I know is star pound, and that'll give you like an automated status update of the repeater.
So I think all my radios have the capability. I've just never done anything with it. It's got the little keypad. I just use it to enter in the frequency.
Did somebody just log into an Echolink node?
How are you?
On here. I did the pound or star pound once and just checked that was still working, but I've never had the zero pounds to do any work. The pound is like the return key. Like I said, I'm not going to just start hitting numbers and throwing commands at it.
Like I said, there's definitely QRM, so I mean, if anything's possible.
Well, I got to run. I'm here at the school, so this will be KO4ZEW. I'll be clear.
KO4ZEW, I think I got it. I don't know. This is KO4CEF. The name's Andrew. So you and your daughter have a great evening, and hopefully we'll talk at you again on the radio. 7-3.
All right, this is Ben. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey.
7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
7-3, Airbit, KA3JCA. Hello, Andrew, KA3JCA.
Good evening.
Quite well, sir. Just sitting around, figured I'd make sure I was on this afternoon for the afternoon run for those headed home.
Yeah, man, and I got off probably around 4:30. I think I walked out of the plane.
Yeah, I've heard Patrick on here once or twice today. But no, he was. I think he was busy today. I didn't try to bother him there. And see here, that was Ben that was just here. I haven't heard Ken on yet.
Ken, like I said, whenever I was coming down the road, I never did hear him. So sometimes if his wife calls, he talks to her on the phone on the way home instead of the radio, which it should be. So he probably didn't even key it up.
Yep, that's the way it is. I try to do the same thing when Sally comes out on break. Try to make myself available for her. That way if she has anything that she needs to talk about before going back in, where I got to take it care of.
Oh, it should be.
Stick around for the net Friday night, because I'm going to call it.
Ask you about that. I thought I heard that either you were doing the net or you were practicing for the net.
Years ago, I used to do it all the time. My wife and Sally and I would call the nets a couple nights a week. We would take turns, or not a couple nights, one night a week, but we would take turns. Like 1 week she'd call it, and the following week I would call it, and so forth. But so we're going to help another club, another member out. He's got some other obligations he needs to take care of, so we're going to jump in here and get back into the practice and then start working on training Sally to get the new software, and then Ashley, my daughter, says she'd like to give it a try. So we're going to see.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've tried to get my boys to get their license, and man, I don't know. It's too hard to compete with the phones nowadays.
My daughter's that way right now. She walks around the house, literally doing her chores and other stuff with her ear pods in, looking at her phone, watching. She likes anime.
That one all too well. My son, he was supposed to be cleaning his room yesterday, and so he's got his little earbuds in, and he's walking around listening to somebody stream something online, and I'm just like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just listening. I'm like, okay, whatever works for you. Who was the one doing that was 14. He is 14 years old.
First 27.
Come on, baby, you're down there, bud.
You know how it is. I mean, you never really grow up, have you? And, you know, so he's definitely that age.
I'm gonna put you another
muscle. But, let's see here. Hey, I'll pause a second to see if Ken or Patrick is in there on the way home. KA3JCA.
I'm gonna put you another muscle.
Yeah, I saw Patrick. He was on the APRS, so he's definitely still out. He hadn't made his way home yet.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even log that on today. I have mine set up. So, I don't know if you saw mine. I have my handheld and my mobile unit set up for APRS now.
Yeah, I see both of them. So when I'm at work, it's roughly about 20-something kilometers away, so it shows up on the list.
Direction finding stuff out of the garage and put it on my wife's car and go do some fox hunting one day.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, it's always an option, but it is what it is.
That's all we could do. So, I know I make it as a repeater and I know I cover them up, so. Well, how much further have you got to go?
I'm actually sitting at the house right now. Like I said, I left about 4:30, and I got home, right around 5 o'clock or so.
Well, I'll let you get in the house there, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you. Sorry it wasn't the whole trip there, Hope, but I did get out to a little after 5 there, so. Alrighty. We'll say 7:03, sir. We'll catch you tomorrow morning, probably. KA3JCA.
Have a good one. 7:03 to you, and if I don't get to check into the NAG, good luck to you, and I'm sure you'll do great. Like I said, you've done it before, so. And you're stepping up where. I'll be honest, I haven't done it, so. But it'll be all right. KO4CEF, and I will be clear.
4CBA Mobile. And I can move around. Like that. This is K2YN. Name here is John. Over.
John, name here is David, and I'm in some traffic here on Haywood Road. This is a lot of fun. But anyway, I'm headed to the sports club. I'm getting ready to turn on the Antrim Drive.
What do you do there?
And lots of it.
All right, keep you in good shape. How old are you?
57.
Damn, I'm 68. But I have a lower back problem. Sounds good. You can still get out and about. A lot of tennis. You'll live a long life. What do you figure?
I guess, you know, I mean, at least I'm healthy. I'm beginning to have some problems with my knees, especially my right one, but that was really caused by a wreck I was in 3 years ago, and if I hadn't been in that, my knees were perfect. They weren't giving me any problems until that happened.
Fortunate. Yep. Yeah, I slipped once and drove my left knee into the floor from a standing position almost. Slammed it. And it would get numb when I would lay certain ways in bed. It would get numb. For many years, it's gone away about 2 years ago. But the body gets shocked a little bit. What happened to you, though? You said an accident. Did your knees run into something?
Somebody decked me, slipped
bedding, and never got there. And we're on one of the main roads. I don't know. I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger front seat, and it was another guy's car. And somebody, left a break in the traffic so somebody could turn left, and they turned left, and we were coming down the road in the other lane, 40 miles an hour, and T-boned them, and I saw them turning left, so I braced for the impact, which is not what you're supposed to do, but that's what I did. It's just a normal... It's just a natural reaction. And you know, I had my feet planted on the floor. I even had my hands up in front of my face, which was really stupid because I knew the airbags were going to deploy, and they did, but it didn't hurt me. I thought it would leave marks on my face, but my face was fine. Oh, man. That's where they needed to do some work.
It's all relative. Depends on who's looking. So, sorry to hear about that. It sounded like it was probably a car accident or a vehicle accident, and your knees got jammed. So, well, the doctors, I guess, are doing the best they can. I have a slight curvature at the base of my spine and a bulging disc. So, they may not be 5 days ago.
I got a bulging crotch thinking about heading out there.
I missed a little bit of the last of your transmission there, if you want to try again.
No, I just was talking about the spine. I don't like to focus on it much anyway. Something I'll deal with in the future. Not much I can do about it. So I got a shot is all. A steroid of some kind, and worked. It's pretty magic. It's made me feel quite a bit better. Anyway, so David, where are you headed now?
It's called the Sports Club. It's on Congaree, between Tatewood and what's the name of that road? River Mountain Road. that section of Congaree. And they've been down here since I don't even know. I think the late the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, and of course they've changed and grown since then a little bit, but I just retired about 8 years ago, and I'm in a position where I can afford to join now, so it's just a great opportunity because I love to play tennis.
Sounds like it. And you got what you were after. It's neat. You know, my sport of choice is billiards. I used to play in pro tournaments years ago, and I always have had a billiard room. So I was just upstairs a little earlier working out for about an hour and a half, hour. A little bit every day, keeping stroke. Over.
Roger, Roger. I always enjoyed playing billiards, and especially when I was in college and in Mars Hill, and never was any good at it. I just enjoyed playing, but it's really something to watch. TV and the shots they make and all is just incredible. I'd like to see you do some of that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's I don't do tricks, so I was never into that. The trick is to run the table, break, drop a ball, and run the table. I do a lot of nine ball, so I play from the one ball to the two ball to the three ball. It's in sequence. And you always have to hit the lowest ball in the sequence first, drive it to a rail. So, see, you can get trapped in that game, especially in the early part when there are a lot of balls on the table. Love that game. Love it. The sport of billiards, I call it. You know, when I was in the tournaments, we did a like a Fitbit, but it was an earlier device. And in a tournament, typically, we're walking around, somewhere around a mile to a mile and a half an hour. So, a lot of folks don't realize that, but there's a lot of walking. Over.
KB4CBA. Yeah, I can imagine, because you're always constantly walking around and looking at the table and seeing what your best option is and looking at the angles and all that. And I used to play nine ball. Like I said, when I was in college, I was I guess I was a decent player, but I wasn't, I was just average, I guess. Mainly, but I did enjoy it. Just always fun. In fact, we're renting a house up in Gatlinburg in a few weeks. It's actually Pigeon Forge, and it's about 3 miles off the main road, and it has an indoor pool and a pool table. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wow, that sounds outstanding. Outstanding. And whether or not the weather is good, you can do some swimming and shooting some pool. Billiards, excellent. So how long are you going to be at that place?
Be up there a week, and my wife says it's a vacation. I said, vacation from what? I said, neither one of us are working. You used to get away from work, and go on vacation, but, neither one of us are working now, so, but it's just, it's just nice, I guess, to get away from this same scenery and routine every day, and it's going to be fun.
Sounds like it. So, a good location, good base of operations, I'll call it. I like the sounds of that. That's my wife. She's vacuum cleaning. So, you probably can't hear that, though. Anyway, he's off. And, let's see. Now, you don't bring along any ham equipment, do you?
We
camera check to see what, you know, what's going on when we go. But anyway, things kind of, you know, we'll be there the whole week, and during the week it's not too bad. It's just on the weekends that everything really gets crowded.
Well, you gentlemen continue on. I just wanted to step in there and let you, remind you of that if you were, didn't know it already. But I'll be on the side listening, KO4HKX.
I need to bail out of here because I'm sitting here at the sports club, and I need to go ahead and go in and warm up. I've got a game at 6, and I like to warm these knees up a little bit before I get out on the court. So why don't you and John go ahead if you're able to talk, and we'll talk to you guys later. 73s, and enjoyed the QSO, John. And good to talk to you, Patrick. I rarely get to talk to you much. But anyway, y'all have a good evening. KB4CBA.
And John, I'll be around. I just didn't want to interrupt your conversation any more than that.
Hey, we'll see you, Dave. Nice that you could come by here and spend a little time. Enjoy your evening, K2YN.
You must be on your HD out, walking the dog. On here, K2YX, I believe it was. I can't remember your last year call, John. Sorry.
That's all right. And hello, Ken. How would the pup, as I call him, but the call is Kilo 2 Yankee November, K2YN.
Yesterday afternoon when I was walking the dog.
Yeah, same time, same place.
Yes, Patrick?
I just pulled away from my last stop. I'm heading up some of these little two-lane country roads trying to get back to 414 so I can cut across to 25, but yes. Since the last time I talked to you this earlier today.
Relax, I got to admit. You know, I did some troubleshooting on my power system, so I've got a few experiments left there. My power looks clean on the hot side of the AC, but on the neutral side, there's about 4.5 volts of AC on it. I'm looking on my scope right now. And I think that neutral should be clean, over.
That I really don't know on that one. I'm more of a DC guy.
Yeah, I am just wondering about this. I hear a slight bit of hum in my powered speakers that comes from the AC line, and there's noise it's about 5 volts of AC noise on the neutral side of the power. So, is it what I'm getting from the street? I don't know. But I may have to just not worry about it.
If you keep mentioning it on here, somebody will have an answer for you.
Could be. I tried crowbarring the safety ground to the neutral side of the AC, which you can do, you know, without creating a problem, but it created more hum. And I was surprised, the actual ground versus the neutral or the hot, bringing them together. And I don't understand, because when I measure separately, when I measure the neutral, it has the noise. When I measure the ground, it's quiet. It's clean. Anyway, that's just something I'm working with today, and I've got a few other projects here in the shack. I'm doing a rewire on the station also, since the PC's out. It should be back maybe tomorrow. This is K2YN.
Sounds like you got a lot going on there.
taking the power panel off, I want to verify that they are, the screws are tightened down properly. So we'll see about that. Hey, what time is it? Do you know? I don't even have a clock down here in the garage.
Hey, it's 6:10.
Okay, thanks.
Pounder?
Way to the house. It's about time for me to say 7:03. Wish you guys an awesome day and good to talk to you. And that means Susan got to step out for a little bit. KN4TFW.
Tell Miss Susan we said hello and look forward to talking to her later on KO4HKX.
And have a good evening there. Best to you, K2YN. I'm going to run upstairs there and get a snack. No dinner tonight. We had a big lunch. I had breakfast for lunch. I had one of those Western omelets loaded up, home fries and stuff like that. Anyway, 73's for now. We'll talk to you later, K2YN.
Hey, John. Good to talk to you again. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
KX, N4ZLK, mobile. Patrick, are you on your way now, on your way home?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm on 414, almost back out to 25, so not much longer.
Hope it was a profitable day.
A busy and profitable day today, and I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, I couldn't meet you for lunch. It's been a little busy day today.
Just one of those days where I was right there and had a few minutes and would have been a good day, but other than that, we're good.
Something to eat for, but it was late. I had to make sure that I got what I needed to get done first and then catch up, you know. So I did get something to eat, but I didn't, it was, like I said, it was late in the afternoon.
And I know exactly what you mean. Some days it's just that way, and you got to get things done. You just don't have time to stop.
We can plan on it, and that Wednesday's the best day for both of us. Because I can't come to where you are. I'm in the same place every day.
I get it. Wednesday's the only day I'm down there around lunchtime, usually.
We'll check again next week.
A little while left, or are you getting close to being done for today?
20 minutes away from the from my building, and then I've got two more to go to, so it's going to be a little while.
Calling the net when you're going in for tonight.
It might be close to start time. What it was last night. I think I got in about 10 minutes before the net started.
I mean, it'll still be, it'll probably be 7:30 before I get home completely.
And on the Pickens County Aries net last night, Chad was calling it. I was still on my way home.
Now, which repeater was that?
There's Glassy Mountain. There's a linked repeater, a 440, and a two meter. I think it's 147.195, I believe. I've got it programmed, but I can't look at it right now. I don't know if you'd be able to hit it or not.
I'll look and see.
Well, when you're around town, but from your location, from home, I doubt you would be able to.
I can't get much of anything else.
Called Glassy Mountain. It's smaller than Paris Mountain, but it looks like Glassy Mountain up there on 11 near the Wireman. Got a big rock face on it, but it's more of a round dome, and it's between Easley and Pickens. There's several repeaters up on top of that.
Oh, yeah, I know about where you're at. I just didn't know which frequency the repeater was on. I'll look it up when I get there. Yeah, home.
Right on that frequency. I know it's 147. I think it's 195, so.
officers I can hear, but I can barely get back to them, and it's hard for them to hear me.
Like that, the one that they call the thermal vac calls the net on. I can barely hear it, but I can't get into it.
And when the leaves aren't on the trees, but right now, no way. I can break the squelch, that's about it.
I was using his beam last night because I could pick him up on Simplex off and on. When I got to where 11, where Aunt Sue's is there on 11, I was crossing 11, and I picked him up really strong on Simplex.
He might have been.
Good day, and I hope you have a safe trip back up the mountain there. I'm getting into some traffic here, so let me let you go and pay attention to what I'm doing here.
We do that. Radio can wait. But it's good to talk to you this evening again, Shane. You be careful out there, and I will hopefully catch you on down the long. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Patrick, good to hear you. And 4 is at LK Mobile.
COS Mobile.
HKX, afternoon, Gary.
You headed home now, or you got one more stop to make?
I am heading up the mountain. I'm making the pull up the mountain right now.
Well, I got through with all I was doing in the house, and Joy wanted me to go over to the restaurant day and pick her up something to eat. She didn't feel like cooking tonight.
I blame her for that one, but it's always nice when somebody does cook.
Yeah, she cooked a pot of spaghetti sauce yesterday. We had spaghetti last night, and she put up, we ate just, what she cooked last night, and then she had cooked enough to, she put up 3 more servings into the freezer. So, I'll be eating spaghetti for a while.
How was that?
I told her, I said, I'm real hard to please. She puts it on the table in front of me, and I eat it.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Eat my fat little face.
And me, and I've not missed too many meals.
Well, neither one of us have, I don't think, Patrick, but that's okay. That just means we're in good shape. I've been working on a little monobander radio started throwing a stupid code, and the code said the memory battery was dead. I got in there, was fine, and I found out that there was a connector between 2 circuit boards. One part is hard mounted on the one circuit board, the other piece is hardwired into the other circuit board, and they weren't found out the circuit board was a little warped, and I got that straight. Put it back together, and it clicked, and boy, I tell you what, it looks like it's working like a brand new one now. I was tickled.
Here, it's always nice when it's a simple fix.
The fix was simple, but trying to find the problem, that was the hard part.
The way it is, a lot of times, diagnosing it's much harder than fixing it.
With anything, if it's broke, you you can find out what's broke pretty quick. But if it ain't broke and it's just intermittent type deal, that's another story altogether.
Those were the worst when I was working on cars. I'd rather deal with something that's just flat out broke. At least then I got a good idea what's wrong with it.
Working on cars or a motor or something like that, an engine. We won't call them motors, we'll call them engines. Motors are electric. I'm getting technical now, I guess. But you get an engine with something broke on the inside, you know pretty much what it is. You know you got to tear it down to get to it, but once you get in there, you can find out what's wrong and replace the part and put it all back together, and it should go back to working.
Word is it should go back to working. Hey, Gary, I have crossed the state line, and I'm going to lose the repeater here in just a minute. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. It's good to talk to you this afternoon, and I hope you get your bill and enjoy it. And I look forward to getting you on the net tonight.
KO4 HX, I speak with.
You're okay, Patrick. Go into the black hole up there, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Be listening for you on the net later this evening. 73, my friend. KO4HKX, KI4DOS mobile.
West. Hey, Gary. This is KC4SKD. I'll be in the call for a couple minutes.
Hey, Larry, KI4DOS mobile. How are you and Miss Rhonda doing?
I got a stop here to make, but I figured I'd just come in and say, hey, how you doing? Hope you're having a good afternoon. I heard you talk about spaghetti.
Spaghetti last night, Joy fixed a great big old pot of spaghetti sauce. She normally, it's like she's cooking for 100 people, it seems like. But she makes a, you know, when she starts to cook like that, she'll make a great big pot. And then she'll divide it up into servings and put it in the freezer. That way she doesn't have to cook it later.
I like spaghetti myself. And I tell you, somebody makes pizza, if you like pizza. My brother, his call is KF4GGF. He lives down near Charleston. He makes absolutely the best pizza I have ever put in my mouth.
Come up here and open a restaurant.
He built his own outdoor kitchen. It's wood-fired pizza. It's a lot of trouble, but, boy, I tell you what. They make all kind of stuff down there. They cook low country boil and I need to go see him. It's been a while since I've been to see him.
We don't cook low country boil and pizzas and stuff like that. You let me know, and I'll go with you.
I do get over to see him. There's another couple places down there. There's a Mexican restaurant called the Taco Boy right there in Charleston. And then another place up near the Shim Creek or something, it's Red Seafood. It's open-air seafood, and it's multi-level. They have some good seafood there, too. We always have to go there.
It's been years since I've been to Charleston, but I used to love to go down there quite frequently. Matter of fact, years ago when I was driving a truck, I had a route that went down to Charleston, started off in Charleston, wound up in Charleston every Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening, spent the night down there in Charleston, and I used to drop my trailer and go find me a good place to eat. But it's been years since I've been down there. It's about time for me to go back.
He moved down there several years ago, and anyway, he's got a boat and a jet ski, and they got bike trails and all kind of stuff to do down there. Well, Gary, I hate to cut it short, but I got to make a stop.
Understand. I'm on the way over to the restaurant and pick up supper for the night. Joy didn't feel like cooking, and I told her, I asked her what she wanted. She told me, so I'm on the way over to the restaurant. But good talking with you. Tell Rhonda we said hello, and hopefully I'll get to hear you on the net tonight. Talk to you later, my friend. KC4SKD, KI4DOS mobile.
Have a good evening. KI4DOS, KC4SKD.
It's a year mobile. How you doing, Gary? Just where in the world have you been, Richard? I hadn't heard you in a while. I've been doing real good.
Mars. That's what I've been doing. That's where I'm headed now. I hadn't made it to the parking lot of 85 yet.
What part of the line do you work on there, Richard?
Where the car tilts one way or another long before it gets interior in it.
Not completely. I used to haul them silly things years ago and worked out there at the plant where, you know, we'd go down and when they come out, we'd pick them up, take them up, park them, and then locate them, and then the trucks would come in and pick them up to haul them off to different dealers. But I've been all through that plant. Of course, it's expanded quite a bit since I was over there.
It's expanding again on the side closest to 85. Gonna put what they call a press plant there where they do make the body panels. They're in the process of erecting it right now.
I
having them shipped in. They gonna make them there on premises then. Yeah, and I hear somewhere in Duncan they're building a plant to build batteries. Surprise me, Eddie. Have you been out to the Zentrum? I had orientation when I got hired on with BMW from MAU. I was in there that one time, and I walked through it. I hadn't really taken any time to actually look at it. I did see the little F1 car there. Yeah, they used to have the Dixie in there. It's a real old car. I've hauled it quite a bit. I hauled the Z1 and... oh, gosh, I don't know. I've hauled a bunch of those cars. They had one that I had to go down to Charleston to pick it up. It was an 850 that had been hand-painted by a South African artist. And one of the BMW guys told me, he says, you got to be real careful with that. He said, that car's valued at $5 million. And I looked at him, I said, it's just another car. His mouth hit the floor. What? Until I told him I had to drive it up 2 12-inch ramps. And he reached over and patted me on the arm. He said, it's just another car.
They kept us. I work over in Hall 50. We make the X5, 6s, and the 7s. And soon to make the Model M, which is the newest hybrid.
Richard, I hate to cut it short, but I've arrived here at the restaurant. I got to jump out, run inside, grab this food. I'll be back in a few minutes. If you're still on your way to the plant, I'll holler back at you. Take care, my friend. 73. KI4DOS Mobile.
I'll be here. KK4FTU Mobile.